AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Have you heard the story that's about a guy who lives in a bank that is really close by? The Capital One Cafe is his home, no doubt, where customers bank and get their cash out. There's no fees or minimums on checking accounts, so your money stays. Most Capital One Cafes are open all 7 days. This magical place, as some people might call it, is where the Capital One bank guy says, "What's in your wallet?"
Such a lovely tale.
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
All right, so get ready, because today we are taking a deep dive into some seriously fascinating ideas.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be good.
We're exploring Terra Infinita and some related texts by Claudio Nicelli.
Lots to unpack there.
Yeah, talking about things like hidden lands and lost civilizations and a whole lot more.
It's wild.
It is. It really is.
It does sound like science fiction when you first hear about it.
Right.
But
let's see what we can uncover together. Keep an open mind.
I think what's really interesting about Nicelli is that he doesn't just present these ideas as like fiction, you know.
Right.
He brings in all this historical stuff, science, even philosophy.
Yeah.
And it just makes it a really compelling story, a thought-provoking one too.
Okay, well then let's get right into it. Let's start with one of the core ideas from these texts, the resets.
Ah, yes, the resets.
So what are these resets and how do they shape the world described in these texts?
Well, think of them like catastrophic events.
Okay.
Big ones that wipe out a lot of humanity. And then this group, they're called the Custodians. They basically reshape civilization.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like after each reset.
So they kind of get to decide what the new world order looks like.
Exactly. Nicelli mentions there have been 7 resets throughout history. 7. And he says we're currently living after the 6th one.
Ah.
So it's like a cosmic reset button, you know. Yeah. Every so often it gets hit, boom, and the Custodians decide what the world's going to look like.
That's a pretty heavy thought.
It is, right? It really makes you think about history differently.
Yeah, for sure.
And it makes you wonder about who these Custodians really are.
And what they want.
Exactly.
Okay, well, before we get into the Custodians, let's talk about one of the most, I think, captivating parts of this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
The ancestral lands.
I know.
What can you tell us about this hidden world? How does it connect to the resets?
So Nicelli says the ancestral lands are this super advanced utopian society.
Okay.
Located beyond Antarctica.
Beyond Antarctica.
Beyond Antarctica, they're hidden by these giant ice walls.
And these ice walls, are they like natural?
No, they're artificial.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were created by the Custodians.
To keep them hidden.
To keep them hidden, exactly.
That's crazy. So there's a whole other civilization just thriving right there. We have no idea.
That's what Nicelli says.
It's like something out of a fantasy novel.
I know, right? Right?
Yeah.
But get this, the ancestral lands are just one part of a much bigger structure called the Great Dome.
Hold on. The Great Dome.
The Great Dome.
Okay, what exactly is this dome?
Well, Nicelli describes it as this immense structure.
Okay.
Encompassing 178 worlds.
178.
Wow. Or like circle environments.
Okay.
Each one has its own civilizations, often their own domes even.
So it's not like different planets.
No, they're like unique environments, but all within this massive dome.
It's a lot to take in.
I know.
So how do these different worlds interact? Can you travel between them?
Nicelli says it's super difficult and dangerous.
Oh, really?
There are things like absolute zero lines. They can really mess you up.
Wow.
Passing through a dome is like being thrown through a vortex, he says.
That sounds intense.
Definitely not your average commute.
No kidding.
So we've got these resets, this hidden world, and a massive dome with like, I don't even know how many worlds, 178.
It's like a giant cosmic puzzle we're trying to put together.
And we need to understand who the Custodians are if we want to solve it.
Right, so are they the good guys? Are they taking care of this system?
Well, Nicelli paints a pretty dark picture. He says they're like parasites.
Real.
Manipulating humanity for their own benefit.
Oh, wow.
He says they use high tech to control the environment, suppress knowledge, even even like influence our minds.
Well, they control what we know.
Basically.
That's scary.
There's this one text, Shiki.
Okay.
It gets into some pretty disturbing details about their methods.
Like what?
Well, he claims they poison our air and water to weaken us, make us easier to control.
To make us docile.
Yeah, and they control the media, you know, to keep us divided.
So it's not just physical, it's mental too.
Exactly. They want to keep us ignorant.
Keep us from uniting against them.
Exactly.
That's really disturbing.
It is. It makes you wonder how we can break free.
Yeah, how do we even begin to resist something like that?
That's the big question.
So we have this hidden world, the ancestral lands, but you said it's just one part of this dome, right?
Right.
Are there other beings, other civilizations within this dome?
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole cast of characters in these texts.
Like who?
Well, there are the Anakim.
The Anakim?
Yeah, they're giant humans. They allied with humanity during the Great War.
During the war that led to the Sixth Reset?
That's the one.
Okay.
And some of them still live in the ancestral lands.
Wow, so there are giants.
There are giants.
What else?
We've got the Anunnaki.
The Anunnaki.
Yeah. Powerful race. They're colonizers, and they're often at odds with the custodians. Then there are the Greys. Everybody's heard about the Greys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Technology, abductions, experiments.
Right, sure.
And then the Pleiadians.
Okay.
Spiritually advanced. They have a complex relationship with humans.
So it's not just this hidden human civilization.
No, it's a whole bunch of different beings.
A whole bunch of cultures.
Coexisting in this dome.
What?
It's wild, yeah. Right?
Are they all getting along?
Well, Michelli hints at some ancient alliances and betrayals and power struggles.
Oh, interesting.
Like the Anakim, they sided with humans in the war. They resent the custodians.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the Anunnaki want to control themselves.
So they clash with the custodians.
It's like a cosmic soap opera.
With humanity stuck in the middle.
Exactly.
Wow, this is a lot.
I know, right?
So we've got this whole tapestry of beings, and then somewhere in all of this is Helen Morris.
Helen Morris.
Tell me about her. She seems to be a key player in all of this.
She's a pivotal figure, that's for sure. Her father was William Morris, the navigator who found the ancestral lands.
Okay.
Helen was actually born there.
In the ancestral lands.
Yeah, but she came back to our world.
To warn us about the custodians.
To warn us, exactly.
So it's like a whistleblower.
That's a good way to put it.
So what's she saying? How are we supposed to break free?
She wrote a book, Hidden Lands Beyond the Antarctica.
Oh, interesting.
It's all about her experiences, and she talks about the beauty and technology of the ancestral lands.
Compared to our world.
Compared to our world, yeah.
Right, right.
She exposes the custodians, their methods, their agenda.
They probably don't like that.
Not at all. But she's risking everything to wake us up.
It sounds like a powerful message.
It is. It shows how knowledge and awareness can help us break free.
So by knowing, we can resist.
In a way, yes.
That's amazing.
It is. And there's one more thing about Helen.
Okay, what's that?
She met a visitor from Cassiopeia. His name is Hyrank.
A visitor from Cassiopeia? This is getting crazy.
I know, right?
What does he have to do with all of this?
Well, Hyrank says he has this advanced technology to create portals.
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 Like to escape the custodians.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Wow, so we have portals, interdimensional travel.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I'm hooked though. This is really fascinating.
I told you it would be good.
You were right.
Hyrank's presence makes us think about reality in a whole new way.
Yeah, like what if interdimensional travel is really possible?
What if there are beings out there with technology we can't even imagine?
What does it all mean?
Huge questions, right?
Big questions.
It's like Nicelli's pushing us to expand what we think is possible.
This is mind-bending, but exciting.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, this has been a lot to take in.
You only just scratched the surface.
I can't wait to see what we uncover next.
It just gets wilder, trust me.
All right, well, everybody be sure to join us for part two, where we'll dive even deeper into the mysteries of this hidden world and explore the stories of those who ventured beyond the ice walls. Until then, keep an open mind and embrace the infinite possibilities that lie beyond the boundaries of the known world.
I'll see you there. Welcome back to our deep dive into Terra Infinita.
Glad to be back.
When we left off, we were talking about Helen Morris and Hyrank from Cassiopeia.
Yeah. Lots of mind-blowing stuff there.
It really makes you question everything, doesn't it?
For sure. Like, how much of our reality is actually real?
Right. That's one of the big things Nocelli talks about.
The idea that the custodians are distorting our reality.
Exactly. Remember how we talked about them manipulating the environment and controlling information?
And even influencing our minds.
It all ties into this idea that things aren't quite what they seem.
Okay, so what kind of evidence does Nocelli give for this?
Well, he uses a lot of different sources, stories from explorers, historical records, even weird scientific stuff.
Okay, what kind of stories?
He talks about explorers who've gone beyond the ice walls into the hidden lands.
Yeah.
They say it's like a complete reality shift.
Like, what do they see?
They say the stars look different, even time feels different.
Wow. That's wild.
It's like they're stepping into a different dimension.
Yeah, like the laws of physics don't apply anymore.
Exactly. And he also talks about this thing called the absolute zero line.
Right. I remember that's near the ice walls, right?
Yeah. And that's where things get really strange.
So what happens there? What does Nocelli say?
He says compasses go crazy, temperatures plummet, people have visions, hallucinations, even encounters with beings from other realms.
Whoa, other realms?
It's like the fabric of reality is breaking down there.
That's intense.
It is. It's like you can see glimpses of what's behind the curtain.
Like a glitch in the matrix.
Exactly. And some people think it's like a buffer zone.
A buffer zone. Between what?
Between the simulated reality of our world and the real reality beyond the ice walls.
So our world is like a fake stage set.
That's the idea. And when you go beyond the ice walls, the illusion shatters.
Wow. And what's it like on the other side?
The explorers say the stars aren't just points of light. There's something much more complex, multidimensional.
Multidimensional, that word keeps coming up.
Yeah, it's hard to explain.
What does it even mean?
It's like, imagine our world is a flat map.
Okay.
But the hidden world is a globe. Or even beyond three dimensions.
So there are layers of reality.
Layers, interconnected realms, stuff we can't even comprehend in our limited world.
I think I'm starting to get it. It's like there's so much more than we can see.
Exactly.
Okay, so who are these explorers? We talked about William Morris and his daughter Helen.
Right, but there are others.
Tell me about them.
There's Richard Byrd, a real explorer.
The guy who went to Antarctica.
That's him. Some people think his accounts hint at this hidden world.
Interesting. Anyone else?
There's a pilot named Lanner. He helps people cross the ice walls.
Okay.
And then there's Mika.
Mika.
Yeah, he's a giant.
Another giant.
Yep, and he went into the custodian lands.
What are the custodian lands?
It's a region within the Great Dome.
And even the other races are afraid of it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really dangerous.
Wow, so we have all these people going to this hidden world, risking their lives?
Yeah, it's not a trip for the faint of heart.
What kind of dangers are we talking about?
Nocelli talks about physical dangers, like the terrain, the weather, even hostile beings.
I think that makes sense.
But he also talks about psychological dangers.
Oh, like what?
Imagine seeing a reality that shatters everything you thought you knew.
Yeah, that would mess you up.
It can be traumatic, disorienting.
So these explorers are risking their sanity too.
In a way, yes.
But they're still going. Why?
Because they're driven by a thirst for knowledge, a desire for freedom.
It's like they have to see what's out there.
Exactly. They can't just ignore the possibility of something more.
And some of them pay a high price.
Yeah. William Morris, he died trying to help others escape to the ancestral lands.
Wow. That's sad.
It is, but it shows how much he believed in this.
It shows his courage.
And his conviction.
So these journeys are important.
They are. They show us that there might be a reality beyond what we're told.
They're like beacons of hope.
Showing us that something else is possible.
Even if it's dangerous.
Even if it's dangerous, yeah.
Their stories are inspiring.
They challenge us to question everything, to explore.
To never stop searching for the truth.
Exactly, no matter how strange or unsettling it might be.
So we should embrace the unknown.
We should embrace the possibility of something more.
Wow, this has been a lot to process.
It has, hasn't it?
But it's been fascinating. I'm really starting to see the implications of all this.
Good, that's what we're here for.
So, before we move on to part three, what are some key takeaways for our listeners?
I think the biggest one is that Nocelli is offering a different perspective on history.
A history that challenges everything we thought we knew.
Exactly. Whether it's true or not, it makes us think critically.
It makes us question the narratives we've been given.
And consider that there might be much more to the universe than we can see.
It's like, maybe we're not seeing the world clearly.
Maybe we're trapped in a distorted reality.
And these explorers are showing us a way out.
They're showing us the potential for something more.
Their courage is inspiring.
It is. They challenge us to break free from our limitations.
To explore the hidden dimensions of our own consciousness.
And to embrace the infinite possibilities that lie within us.
Wow. That's beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
This has been an amazing journey so far.
We've still got more to uncover.
So everyone, be sure to join us for part 3, where we'll explore the different realms within the Great Dome, the challenges and opportunities they present, and the potential they hold for the future of humanity.
It's gonna be wild. You don't wanna miss it.
All right, welcome back to our deep dive into Terra Infinita, the final part.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride so far.
We've covered so much ground, these resets, the ancestral lands, the Great Dome, with all those different worlds.
978.
Right, and of course, the custodians pulling the strings behind the scenes.
And those brave explorers venturing beyond the ice walls.
Okay, so we've explored the what, but now I want to talk about the so what.
The implications of it all.
Yeah, even if this is all fiction, what can we learn from these ideas? What can they tell us about humanity, our potential?
That's a great point. And one thing that really stands out in these texts is this concept of the celestial lands.
Right. We touched on that before, but can you remind us what those are? Why are they so important in this whole story?
Well, think of the celestial lands as like a realm of pure consciousness.
Okay.
A source of infinite potential beyond the physical world, beyond the Great Dome even.
So it's like a spiritual dimension.
Yeah, you could say that it's where our true essence resides, free from limitations and manipulations.
Free from the custodians.
Exactly. And Nicelli says this connection we have to the celestial lands, that's what makes us so valuable to the custodians.
It's so dangerous.
Exactly. They want to harness that power, that connection to pure consciousness.
But also control it.
Yeah, they're both drawn to it and afraid of it.
It's like they want to have their cake and eat it too.
I guess so.
So how do we break free then? How do we realize our potential?
Nicelli talks about a kind of spiritual awakening.
Okay.
It's about developing empathy, compassion, inner strength.
And questioning everything we've been told.
Exactly. It's about recognizing the illusion and taking back our power.
So it's not just about escaping the custodians.
It's about evolving as a species, connecting to a higher level of consciousness.
That's powerful, even if it sounds a little out there.
It does resonate, doesn't it? This yearning for something more.
Yeah, a deeper understanding of ourselves and the universe.
Even if we take this as pure fiction, it encourages us to think bigger.
To consider that there might be more to reality than what we see.
To explore the hidden dimensions within ourselves.
To embrace those infinite possibilities.
Right.
It's like a call to adventure. Not just a physical one, but an inner journey.
An exploration of our own consciousness.
Expanding our awareness, challenging our assumptions. And who knows what we might find.
Maybe we'll discover that reality is far more fluid than we thought.
Maybe we'll find hidden realms within ourselves.
It's exciting to think about all those possibilities.
It is. The universe might be full of wonders we can't even imagine.
No, Nicelli reminds us that our imagination is limitless.
Our capacity for wonder and exploration, too.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive, let me leave you with this.
Okay.
What if this world, the one we know, is just a tiny part of a much bigger, more amazing reality?
What if the boundaries we see are just limits in our own minds?
And what if, by opening our minds, embracing those infinite possibilities, we can unlock a future beyond our wildest dreams?
That's a question worth pondering.
Maybe the journey to find that answer is the greatest adventure of all.
It might just be.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Terra Infinita.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope it sparked your curiosity, challenged your thinking, and inspired you to explore those uncharted territories within yourselves. Keep seeking, keep questioning, and keep an open mind to the infinite wonders of the universe.
We'll see you next time.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Have you heard the story that's about a guy who lives in a bank that is really close by?
The Capital One Cafe is his home, no doubt, where customers bank and get their cash out.
There's no fees or minimums on checking accounts, so your money stays. Most Capital One Cafes are open all 7 days. This magical place, as some people might call it, is where the Capital One bank guy says,
"What's in your wallet?"
Such a lovely tale.
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.